If it matters to you, it matters to us. Call TIP today on 1-800-938-007.
All right, delighted now to have our chef Paddy Fahy with me. Paddy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Fran. How are you today?
I'm very well indeed. You're going to talk to me about my favourite subject, food, Paddy, and the weather brightening up and stuff. So barbecuing, I think, is it?
Yeah, we were just thinking there the weekend, things are brightening up again, and hopefully people can get out again soon enough, and families in their own little pods can do a little barbecue and, you know, get out of the house in the back garden and do stuff like that, you know?
Very good indeed. So what do we need to keep in mind with barbecuing then, Paddy?
Barry, the first thing I always tell people in your barbecue, just please make sure your food is cooked. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Make sure you feel. I've seen it so many times with people with chicken and it's not fully cooked, and us Irish people are great, saying that's his grand, I'll eat it, his grand, you know?
Mm.
It's better, look, just make sure your things are fully cooked, and that's what I'm going to go through today, the simplify ways of doing a barbecue to get stuff that quicker cooked off the barbecue and safe for you.
Right,
you know?
Because we don't want people getting sick, and of course that's the big danger, isn't it?
Yeah.
So from the top then, Paddy?
From the top, we're going to start off right with what we like to do with mains. We have burgers there, we have steaks, and we have chicken, and especially if you have chicken drumsticks. Now, some people call it cheating, I don't. I seal everything off inside in the house, in the oven and in the cooker.
Mm.
I don't fully cook it, I just seal it.
Mm.
Right? And explain why. When you go out there and cook in your barbecue, and you're putting your stuff on your barbecue, and everything is done that a little bit quicker, you're still getting this fabulous flavour from your barbecue. And any sauces then, or any glazes that you're putting on your chicken, or you're putting on your burgers and that, that's going to drip down into the barbecue. And it's going to come back up in smoking into your food, and that's where you're getting your flavour from.
Very good. Yeah.
You know, so you're doing that, and that's the thing to do with steaks. The steaks again, if you like a medium rare, everything is fine. Medium rare steaks, all that—they're all fine in the barbecue. It's just chicken is the one that people seem to, you know. And if it's a thickish chicken, or if it's a drumstick or a leg of chicken, it's that little hard to get right into the bone.
Mm.
You know, and so I like to do it. Another thing I've seen people doing is trying to do the sweet corn on the actual barbecue itself. Certainly you can do it, but boil it first. You know, give it a good cooking first that the actual corn is cooked and it's coming off nice and easy off of the corn when you put it on, you know, in the corn, the cob.
Right. Sure, otherwise it would be very tough, wouldn't it?
Otherwise very tough. I see people try and do this and think everything has to be done on the barbecue, you know?
Mm.
And the steaks then get nice little glazes, you know?
Mm.
I just make a little simple glaze here for myself, Fran, for chicken, and it's just a simple thing. I use a little bit of Worcester sauce, just a few squirts of Worcester sauce, some soya sauce, some tomato sauce, drop of vinegar, squeeze a lemon, mix it all up, and I brush that on my chicken as I'm doing my barbecue.
All right, the glaze is that simple, is it?
And that can be, you can have any glaze, like any flavour you want into it. You know what I mean? You can go get a glaze in the shop. Like, that's a simple glaze that I do.
Mm.
I might put a tiny drop of honey in another one, same thing again, and put it over maybe pork or something like that, you know? Mm. And it gives it that flavour.
Mm.
Another thing to do with your barbecue is have your barbecue lit. Don't go out and light your barbecue and then start putting your stuff on, because the heat is not there.
Right.
You've got to get your barbecue well and hot a good hour before you start cooking.
Mm.
You know? And the other thing I do too, I have an actual coal one, not a gas one. What I do then, Fran, is when I'm cooking on it, I move the coals all to one side.
Okay.
Right, so it's kind of half the barbecue is burning away coming in as I'm cooking. And then as my stuff is cooking, I'm moving it over to the other side.
Ah, but you're keeping it warm as well.
But it's still staying hot because the heat is coming across, but it's not burning. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, very good.
Same if you have a gas one, Fran. If you have a gas one, just turn down one side.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be this blasting heat the whole time. Barbecue is very, very hot, you know, especially if you have an air control one. It's very, very hot.
Very good. Is there a huge difference in taste between the coals and the gas?
I think with all the flavors going down onto the coals and the whole lot and the smoke coming up and everything else, you know what I mean?
Mm.
I find with the gas, the flavors are going down and it's coming back up burning off it, you know what I mean? But
And
everyone has preference, and you know, I have cooked on gas ones and they're fine as well, you know what I mean? They're really good.
Mm.
But if you have a little bit of coals in there, I personally find them that's a little bit better.
Yeah, I think it adds completely to the taste, but there you go. You didn't mention the burgers to me yet.
The burgers, then again, Fran, the same thing with the burgers. You can put the burgers on, cook them there again on the oak, and do all different type of burgers.
Mm.
Recently, there was somebody who was on to me there about a vegetarian burger. a beautiful vegetarian burger you make at home, Fran. You can cook it on the barbecue. It'll come out the same as a burger. You would think it's actually a burger, but it's not. What you do is you just get a little bit of a vegetable, say a bit of pepper, carrot, onion, broccoli, all that. Roast it. Season it up and roast it in the oven. Get some kidney beans about 2 minutes before they're roasted and throw them into it. And put the whole lot into a blender, Fran.
Right.
Blend it up. And it goes into this mush. It'd be like a pulp, you know. Yeah. Take it out, put it into a bowl, add an egg and add some breadcrumbs. Bit of salt and pepper. And then make your burger like you'd be making at home. Make your pate off of that then.
Mm-hmm.
Into your burger. A little fry in the pan and then put them out onto your barbecue. You can put them in a bun. You can put anything you like in them. And it's actually as good as a burger.
I actually
like them ones myself, Fran. Yeah.
Go on.
You know, and actually, the holes are shaped like a burger, the feel like a burger, the cook like a burger.
Right.
You know what I mean? You have the taste in them.
But you seal it on the pan.
And you have the darkness in it as well, you know?
Right, but you seal it on the pan inside.
Seal it on the pan inside and then go and put it on your barbecue and just let it cook the same as any burger.
Right.
Any burger.
A bit like the chicken, you have to be careful with the burgers, though, haven't you?
You have to be careful with the burgers, man, especially if the burgers, if there's an egg in a burger or anything like that, you know what I mean? Some people put eggs in the burgers to help them bind them and hold them together. You have to make sure they're cooked, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
And that's what I was saying.
What do you serve with it, Paddy? Do you go for the salads?
I go for salad, but I love people going to hear, I do some pickled cabbage. They turn off straight away. I wouldn't be able to do a pickled cabbage. Pickled cabbage, pickled cucumber, it's all the things. They're the most simplest thing in the world to do.
Right.
Now, they're nicer than the pickled stuff you buy in the shop. And they're the most simplest thing in the world to do, Fran. So I do a pickle here for, say, a pickled cabbage, right?
Mm-hmm.
I love a pickled cabbage on me burger. You know, it just gives you that fabulous there. So what I do, Fran, with that is, right, I get about a cup and a half of water,
mm-hmm.
a cup of vinegar, a teaspoon of salt,
mm-hmm.
and about 4 tablespoons of sugar.
Mm.
Right, and a few peppercorns, right?
Yeah.
And all that liquid then, and I said vinegar as well, didn't I? A cup of vinegar as well.
Yeah.
So all that then, Fran, right? Put it all into a pot and bring it to the heat, right? And slice your cabbage. If you want to use red cabbage, it's fine. If you want to use red cabbage, slice it up really fine, you know, really fine, like for coleslaw or white cabbage. Put that in on top of your liquid,
okay.
Right? Bring it to the boil. Cook it for maybe 2 minutes. That's it, 2 minutes. Take it out, take off the pot, let it cool, put the cabbage and the juice into a jar, into a sealed jar or a sealed plastic container, whichever you do, pop it in the fridge for a day. Right? Take it out, Fran. You can actually have it after a couple of hours, but if you leave it in for a day, Fran, it really starts to get into it. Do you know what I mean? The flavours get into the cabbage. You take it out.
And how unusual it is. Pickled cabbage.
Yeah. Pickled cabbage. Or another one I do, friend, and I love it as well myself, is pickled cucumber, which is even so much easier again. The pickle that I just told you to do,
mm-hmm.
bring that to the boil again. Leave it cool.
Mm-hmm.
Leave it cool. Get a jar again, a sealed jar. Slice your cucumbers nice and thin. Toss them into that and pour the syrup or the syrup in on top of that and leave it in the fridge for a day or two again. And you have the most beautiful pickled cucumber.
So that would be instead of a coleslaw or something, would it?
That could be instead of, well, you could use the cabbage as a slaw, as a sour slaw, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can use that the cucumber on the side dish as well, you know what I mean?
Right.
It just to change around. Everyone is having coleslaw. Everyone's having this. It's just and the colour of it is fabulous. If it's red cabbage, the colour of it is fabulous. Something that really takes the eye, you know.
Very good. I'm always amused though that whenever it comes to barbecue time, the husband who normally wouldn't make toast all of a sudden is king of the barbecue, and that can go horribly wrong.
That can go horribly wrong. I was reading the other day, the husband does all the work on the barbecue, and he says to wife, "Bring me out the burger.
I don't.
Bring me out the buns, you know." And then he goes, "Here, give me a beer."
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of them become chefs. But I love going to these things and people cooking for me. And people are saying to me, was that all right? Was that all right? But what they don't realise is chefs just love somebody else to cook first.
Of course.
We don't care what it's like.
But as you say, don't be proud where this is concerned. Don't be afraid to begin the cooking inside.
Begin the cooking inside. Do some inside, Fran. It's just a little trick. Do it so people say, oh, you're not barbecuing. Then of course you are. Do a small bit inside. Don't cook it fully. It'll actually help the burger. If you seal the burger in your kitchen, it'll help the juices stay in them when you put it onto the barbecue.
All right.
Do you know what I mean? You'll have your barbecue in quicker time. It's cool quicker. You have all your little garnishes on the side ready to go. You know what I mean? It's the simplest thing. People ask me, do I close the lid on my barbecue on a cooking? If you're cooking something that's really thick, like a big thick lump of meat, you know what I mean? You close the close the lid on it.
Seal it in,
take it off, and then heat it. But if it's not, if it's an ordinary steak, it's only an ordinary 6 ounce or 8 ounce steak, not at all, you know what I mean?
Right, because of course the whole buzz is the lovely aroma that's around the place while you're waiting for the aroma, food, isn't it? You know, it's great.
Yeah, no.
Paddy, we'll have those details up on our own platforms.
We will indeed. All right, those little stalls, you can do that thing. If you have that syrup made, Fran, for the cabbage and the goober, you can actually put cauliflower into it.
No.
You can put anything into it. You know what I mean? That you want to pickle.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? And just leave it sit for a day or two in your fridge. And plus the pint, Fran, that cabbage would stay in your fridge sealed in a container for 3 weeks.
Wow. That's
you know what I mean? You can use it as vinegar and everything else. It just keeps that as it is.
It's a great tip. It's a great tip, Paddy, and I'm sure a lot of people will take you up on that. Yeah. Listen, great to talk to you as usual, Paddy.
Thanks
very much indeed. Thank you. Bye-bye to you now. That's our chef, Paddy Fahey, there.